My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's up, Donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 2nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep, you got a two-man junk show. You got Jason Bishop out on the West Coast. Hopefully he made it to his ultimate destination. He got to Pebble Beach. We'll have to catch up on his travel itinerary at some point today. And Eric Bickle, I believe, still in the Outer Banks, set to make his return next week.
Has he posted any more controversial jersey pictures?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. I think he stopped after the Agent Zero that he did early in his trip. I did see one of his replies. Somebody was asking him what his next jersey selection was going to be. I believe he was going to dip into the Air Jordan jersey reserves at some point. And I'm guessing he's got the Jordan Bulls jersey. He's not double dipping with Wizards jerseys down in the Outer Banks.
Don't know. I apologize today if I sound a little nasally. Trying to figure it out. I mean, just a rough night.
He's battling something.
Yeah, it might be. I don't have allergies other than one.
Yeah.
I was tested and it was ragweed. I don't think you even encounter ragweed very often, but I played tennis yesterday and it was hot.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I started kind of wheezing and coughing.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, when you have the scratchy throat and you just can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And you cough and you're hoping you get rid of it and it just remains.
Sure.
And then last night it was just pounding lozenges. It could just be a nasal drip situation, but headache and just it's probably allergies or something.
Yeah. I thought summer colds are usually the domain of one Eric Bickle. He's usually the guy that comes down with something in like late July or August or early September.
Well, so you take allergy medication, right?
I do, but I don't stay on it as much as I should. I'm not as disciplined with it as I should be. I should be taking like an Allegra. I should be taking nasal spray and like eye drops every single day to alleviate things. But I don't. I get lazy. And I forget to do it. So you know, I just battle through the spring and summer months and try to come through in the fall. close to 100%.
But I wasn't going to leave you with just a one-man showcase.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you gutting it out on a Friday.
But I may sound a little nasally throughout the show.
It's all good. I sound nasally every single day. I've been doing it for 28-plus years, so it's all good.
We got a bunch of guests on the show today. Ben Vallin's going to join us. He joins us from time to time, national football writer for the Boston Globe. Mm-hmm. You had NFL action last night. Brett Rypien went off for the Chicago Bears. You didn't get to see Caleb Williams, didn't get to see C.J. Stroud. He will join us coming up at 7:20.
It was NFL approximate last night because you don't have any real starters going. You don't have any of the stars from each side suiting up in the Hall of Fame game. It was shortened by weather, you know, so it was a typical bad preseason game. But again, my new policy is not to criticize the preseason. It is to welcome the preseason because now we're roughly a month away from the kickoff of the regular season.
So we'll talk to Ben Vallin coming up at 7:20. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. And then Thomas Dimitrioff joins us at 9 o'clock as we talk more NFL. He used to be the GM with the Falcons. Now he's the current president of football operations at SoomerSports.com. Yep. They do analytics. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to get his take on where the Commanders are. I saw a graphic, and I put it up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, if you want to give us a follow on Instagram. And it was a side-by-side speed of two players.
Okay.
One, Tyreek Hill, who most people think is the fastest guy in the NFL.
Yeah, he's certainly amongst
them. And it said 22 miles per hour. Maybe that's the fastest he gets to.
Yeah.
And the other was Jaden Daniels, and it was 21.8.
Ooh, I do like the
which will tell you how fast Jaden Daniels is.
It's fantastic. I mean, that's why a lot of people think he's going to just destroy his rushing prop, which I think in some books right now is right around 400 yards for the season. Like, I think if he stays healthy, I mean, he should be a 600, 650-plus yard rusher as a rookie, I would think.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Thomas Dimitrioff. Have you been watching Hard Knocks religiously?
Not religiously. I've seen the first three episodes in their entirety. I saw clips of the most recent episode, like when they were in the war room and Joe Shane was getting calls about moving back. I think it was with the Indianapolis Colts. He was having a discussion with their GM about moving off the number six pick. He didn't want to move back to, I believe, the Colts had the 15th pick, and they were discussing a package. So I saw that little clip, and I saw Brian Daboll when Shane broke the news to him that they wouldn't be drafting a quarterback, they wouldn't be moving up, that they were going to stay on the sixth pick, and that means that Daboll is stuck with Daniel Jones in a pivotal season, and Daboll didn't look too thrilled about it.
I didn't watch the latest episode, but I saw a picture of their draft board, which went viral.
Yeah.
And it had different colors.
Right.
Did you see the breakdown of the colors?
I saw the picture. I did not see the breakdown.
I think Carthon is one of their coaches.
Okay.
And he explained what the blue meant if one of the players was in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paraphrasing, but it basically meant they thought he was a leader. They thought he was excellent.
Right.
And almost like a can't-miss prospect.
Sure.
Interestingly, they had Drake May in blue. Jaden Daniels was not in blue.
Jaden
Daniels higher, though, on the board.
Yeah, I'm looking
than Drake
at
May.
The board that they have, this is from Warren Sharp's Twitter, at Sharp Football. They've got Caleb and Daniels, 1-2. They've got May at 3. Harrison at 4. May's in blue. Harrison is in blue. And Joe Alt, the big tackle, is also in blue. They have their ultimate pick, Neighbors, at 6, not in blue. He's
right.
In white.
It's a weird bit.
Because
they could have taken Odunze, who I believe they have in blue.
They do have him blue down at the number 9 spot. They have him slotted to the Bears, who ultimately took him at number 9.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because Neighbors definitely had more, like, personality issues and, like, is he going to be a distraction? Like, he has more, like, typical diva wideout traits that some people are worried about if you draft a receiver in the top 5 or top 10. Odunze doesn't seem to be that sort of guy. Like Neighbors, I could see, like, if he isn't getting the ball as much as he wants or as much as he feels like he should be getting it, like, he could have, like, a tirade on the sideline type of guy. Whereas Odunze, I don't think is going to be that sort of demonstrative, like, potential distraction. So I could see that. I could see that coming to fruition.
Well, we're a week away from preseason for the Washington Commanders. You expect to play, see some Jaden Daniels. Drab won't be around to see it. Have you figured out where you're going to be?
Yeah, Drab was, he was all in his
Amish country, Great Wolf Lodge. Where are you going to be?
I mean, post show yesterday, Drab was like all up in his computer, and he's like, I never realized Pennsylvania has all of these amusement parks that I've never heard of before. Like, he was all in his planning stages yesterday.
I think I'm going to dabble in a couple different things. I gotta, it's going to be a long.
Oh, you've got an itinerary.
Yeah, well, I definitely have an itinerary now that I've enlisted travel agent slash super producer Matt Valdez as my Ocean City guru, because I will be heading up to Ocean City next week.
Out to Ocean City, as Jason would say. I don't think you're going up to Ocean City.
Well, probably up a little bit, maybe.
Okay, maybe from where you are, Virginia. I guess that's true.
I'm assuming you've been, but I'm not sure that you've been.
I've never been to Ocean City.
Oh.
Never been. Look, here, 17 years, never been to Ocean City.
You're an Ocean City virgin.
Get this. So we're doing our Bit Season podcast yesterday, and I'm telling Valdez, I think I'm going to Virginia Beach. Tom Turley was giving me all this advice.
Tom Turley should be the mayor of Virginia Beach.
He did a great job.
That guy's selling Virginia Beach all the time. I know,
he was hyping up the Bayside, staying on the Bayside.
Long Beach.
Valdez says, oh, look at this DM that just came in on Instagram. Drab, there's a listener out there who offering up his condo on 94th Street for you.
Oh, well, that's music to your ears. Anytime you're offered free lodging, that's a huge life win.
I gave the guy Drab's number.
Okay.
And apparently they've been texting back and forth all day yesterday.
That's fantastic news.
So not only that, then I have, earlier in the week, I had somebody from Lancaster hit me up, another listener who has a loft in downtown Lancaster, and he's offering it up.
I mean, look what's happening here. This is unbelievable.
I hit back-to-back Grand Slams. Was never the point. I was just curious about what was the best places, and I got awesome listeners offering up places they're not staying at.
This is a great development. If there are any listeners that have nice lodging at Kiowa Island, I don't have to dip into my pockets and pay for a week. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to listen to you and hear you out.
So when Drab told me about his windfall,
yeah,
his vacation windfall that
sure.
he got, I've been nonstop setting up stuff for him and his kids.
Okay, good.
Giving him suggestions,
right,
about where to go, what to do, what's kid friendly. I had to walk Drab off the ledge because he thought there was going to be a million white trash donks on the beach next to him on 94th Street, which is not the case. I told him he's in the most perfect area of Ocean City.
He's in the sweet spot.
He's in the perfect family-friendly area in Ocean City. So he's all psyched now.
Fantastic. This is great news.
My new friend Mike, who owns the condo in Ocean City, said, guaranteed B+ just by showing up. And if you make a couple right moves, you're going to be sitting on an A+ vacation.
Does the condo have a pool? Like, if the kids don't want to be out on the beach, on the sand, if they
that
rather...
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Didn't look like it, but a beautiful balcony overlooking the ocean.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, you should see this
ocean
balcony.
Front.
Oh, yeah, it's
ocean front.
Front.
Look at this guy. That's very nice. What a nice offer.
And then I got this guy, Matt in Lancaster, who's got a loft and everything.
I mean, if you have ocean front anywhere... I'm sorry, that trounce is going to Dutch country.
No, I'm doing both.
Oh, you're dumb.
I'm splitting it up.
You're actually doing. I thought you were wavering between the two.
No, I'm going to Ocean City Monday to Wednesday, and Lancaster next weekend.
Okay,
do the rides.
Sure,
it's like a very kid-friendly place. Is it called Dutchland?
Dutch Wonderland.
Dutch Wonderland. Yeah,
perfect.
We'll go to some farms, ride some steam engines,
right?
Stuff like that.
Wear wooden shoes, go see some tulips, all that fun stuff.
I've been sleeping on the Mid-Atlantic as far as...
You have been, as a vacation destination.
Father of the year right there.
No.
By the way, why did you not get invited? I'm sure you were invited, but why did you not go to the family reunion with the family?
Oh, because it's a bunch of 80-year-olds, and it's not my... it's like their uncle's house, and he's 84.
Right.
I just, there's no other kids there. Just wasn't
it's
the
not
right.
Kid
it
friendly.
Wasn't the right environment.
It's just not kid friendly.
Not really a family reunion. It's just brothers and sisters meeting up. Everyone else is over 60.
I think you're making the right call.
Now it is your wife's family, but when they're 84, I always feel like I need to show up to those events because it could be the last time you see them.
I don't think
like,
he's that
it's like distant people. A lot of
Right. Gotcha.
Valdez, did you find any go-kart tracks where 3.5 or 4 year olds can slap can get slapped into a go-kart and take a few laps?
I know all the go-kart spots in Ocean City, but my guess is they're a little young.
Yeah, I know. I
might be able to do the bumper cars.
I knew the answer to the question, but I felt like I had to ask it anyway.
I found movie night on the beach forum.
Ooh. Very nice. Look at you.
Apparently there's a bunch of restaurants with playgrounds and sand pits.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Billion of them.
That sounds like a great 3-day trip.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You can try and win them a big stuffed animal on the boardwalk, Travis.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go to the boardwalk. You're going to come back with the biggest sack of saltwater taffy because I know that's one of your weak spots, Travis.
Hey, Hey,
what about Fisher's popcorn?
Yeah, yeah. We get some Fisher's for me.
You're going to be in Candy Kitchen and you're going to spend $100.
Boardwalk fries.
Thrashers.
Thrashers, yeah.
Thrashers.
What's the ice cream? Dumpsters or something?
Dumpsters.
I'm sure.
Not dumpsters. Dumpsters.
That'd be a great ice cream place.
I like your version better. Very nice.
Yeah, I can hit all the haunts that I've heard about over the years.
Hey, you know what? It sounds like a fun vacation you got planned for you and the twins.
You try to go to Fausto's and drop Jason's name.
That's too hot. Too upper crusty.
Free meal, though.
I mean, for the kids, you got to.
I don't think Lurch is getting free. I think he's getting free appetizer.
He gets a free meatball.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. Tweet us at Junks Radio. As I mentioned, we got Ben Volin joining us at 720 to talk some NFL. Thomas Dimitroff, who used to be a GM in the league. Now he runs SoomerSports.com. He'll jump on at 9 and John Feinstein at 8. That's all right here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments.
Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.